everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scope for the 12th of May. So, we have two major aspects that are kind of dominating us this week. So the first one, and they both involve the Sun. So the Sun's making a parallel to Uranus, so it's the same as a conjunction. This entered on the 4th of May at 10:23 and is at on the 12th of May at 7:43 and leaves us on the 21st of May at 10:05 p.m. All times are in GMT, British Summer Time. The Sun also makes a parallel to Jupiter, which is the same as conjunction, as I said. And it's also entered on the 4th of May at 9:34, is exact at 3:46 p.m. on the 14th of May, and leaves us on the 28th of May. So a really strong influence over the next coming weeks. So when the Sun makes a parallel to Uranus in astrology, because what is Sun in astrology? The Sun represents our ego, our self, our will, our self-expression, our confidence, our leadership ability, our creativity, and our happiness. So when the Sun makes a parallel to Uranus, it can kind of like shake up our original routine. We may try new things like a new hairstyle, new workout class, a new regime, be open to new ideas, open-minded to other people's perspectives and opinions. It's like sort of like having a personal cheerleader that pushes us to break free from our limitations, especially the limitations in our thoughts, words and day-to-day behaviours as well. It opens us up to exciting opportunities for change, and we can find ourselves feeling more independent, inspired and open to new experiences. But you know, with great power comes great responsibilities. So on the negative, when the Sun makes a parallel to Uranus, it can lead to unexpected disruptions and rebellious behaviour. We may feel more restless, impatient, or even more prone to sudden outbursts of temper or being too eccentric, pushing people's boundaries to give us pleasure, to make us smile, to wind them up, to get a reaction out of them. When the Sun makes a parallel to Jupiter, it boosts our confidence and optimism, so it can make us, you know, really assertive and more impatient. But on the good side, it can be like having a lucky charm by our sides. It helps us to navigate any challenges and resolve conflicts that come up, as well as supports us in our opportunity for expansion and growth, can make us more generous and enthusiastic, and gives us a chance to just have more of a can-do attitude to life. And it's a great energy to go after our goals and have more optimism and belief in our abilities as well. On the negative end, the Sun's parallel to Jupiter can make us overdo things, so we have to be mindful of that. Too much of a good thing can sometimes lead to excessiveness, overconfidentness, or taking unnecessary risks. So it makes us to stay grounded, remain humble, and not let our optimism blind us from potential pitfalls. So when we combine these energies of the Sun's parallel to Jupiter and Uranus, it can be an electrifying period where we are encouraged to embrace change with confidence and enthusiasm. It can be sort of like riding a wave of innovation, as well as taking time out to glow in limitless possibilities. It can make us more sort of like open, have creative breakthroughs, the ability to problem solve more quickly, be open to more excitement, and embrace change, as well as being grounded while we're open to change and handling disruptions. But just remember not to, you know, become too overconfident, overstep people's boundaries. The best use of this energy is to integrate the boldness of, you know, the independence of Uranus with the expansion of Jupiter. And this can help us to foresee problems, and because we can see problems coming or find solutions to issues, or just see clearly where we want to go, we can make great progress. So yeah, allow yourself to break free from old patterns of relating to yourself and others that are toxic. Be open to, you know, being new, as in being authentic to you, And on a karmic level, it reminds us that our actions and choices can shape our future and destiny. And psychologically, it opens us up to being that more authentic version of ourselves, as I said, and just step into our true potential and to explore new possibilities with a sense of liberation, with a more open heart and a willingness to change. And, you know, just to trust in the process of you and life itself as the week goes on and as we navigate all the other aspects that are going to come our way as well. So yeah, that's the end of the daily scope for the 12th of May.